Okay, it's a great parsha, as you just said. I hope you had a nice Pesach. Parsha's Kedoshim. I chose this Netziah specifically because I have a personal connection to it. I'll tell you about it at the end of it. Let's first see what he says. Parsha Kedoshim, Vayikra, Perik Yetet, Pasuk Yudchet. Lo tikom v'lo titor b'nei amecha. Don't take revenge, don't bear a grudge to your fellow Jew. You should love your friend like yourself. Ani Hashem. So one thing all the Mefarshim have to deal with is we take as a given that you can't do that, as the Ramban calls it, lo yale lev adam, or lo tikabel lev adam. We can't accept the idea that we really have to love our fellow Jews ourselves. That's too illogical. In addition, we know Torah concepts that prevent that. For example, the your life comes first. So you clearly take precedence. You can't really love him as yourself. So all the Mefarshim have to explain what this means. All the Halacha, you know. All the Ma'amrei Chazal have to explain it too. I saw today, for example, the Sforno says you have to want for that person and hope that happens to him exactly what you would want in your situation. In other words, if you see a person going through a certain situation, a certain crisis, and you see that he needs money, so you would want, if you were in that situation, you would want to get money. So your job as Vavta Lerecha Kamocha is to daven and hope that he gets money too. Because you would want it, that's what you should want for him. You should want the best for him. And there's many similar approaches to trying to reinterpret these words so we can understand what it is that the Torah really could be expecting of us. So the Netziv actually has what I believe is also a very logical understanding of it. The Netziv says, you cannot explain it as the words mean. Your life comes before your friend's life. Ella Rambam Pirish Behilchot Avel Perek Yedaled Kamosha Ta Chafetz Michavercha, as that which you want from your friend. What does that mean? Hadavar Muvan Shelo Yisakel Adam Shechaveru Yahavo Kamo Nefesh Atzmo. You can't expect your friend to love you like himself. Ella Gedar Hara Oil Lefiar Korva B'Derek Eretz. Rather appropriate for your relationship with that person. And before we get to the second part, he says, and that's how you have to like fellow people. What does that mean? I can't be expected to love every single person like I love myself. But what I can do is each person in that type of relationship, love that person the way I would want him to love me back in that relationship. For example, I have to treat my next door neighbor the way I would want my next door neighbor to treat me. I have to treat a total stranger the way I would want a total stranger to treat me. But I don't have to treat a total stranger like my next door neighbor. I have to treat my son the way I would want my father to treat me. I have to treat my father the way I would want my son to treat me. I have to treat my chavruta the way I would want my chavruta to treat me. And I have to treat the guy who sits one seat away from me the way I would want a guy who sits one seat away from me to treat me. And I have to sit a guy who sits three seats away from me to treat me the way I would want a guy three seats away from me to treat me. But I don't have to treat the guy three seats away from me the way I would treat a guy who sits one seat away from me. Okay? That's what the Netziv says. Each relationship, you have to treat them the way you would want that relationship to treat you. And that really is what the Torah can ask. In other words, put yourself in the situation in that type of relationship. You meet a fellow Jew on the street, do you have to do the same thing you would do for him that you would do for your brother, for your next door neighbor, for your chavruta, for your best friend? No. There's no such chiyuv. There's no such chiyuv to do that. All we can expect of you to treat a stranger is the same you would want a stranger to treat you. That's what the Netziv says. But the Netziv now has to deal with something else. Not just the Netziv, but other Mefarshim try to deal with this, is that what is this in the context of Lo Tikom V'Lo Titor? How is V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha part of not taking revenge? So with the Netziv's explanation, it fits very well. Don't take revenge. Why? Because if you did something wrong to somebody else, in whatever situation, you didn't lend your neighbor or something, you would not want the next time you asked to borrow something from your neighbor that he wouldn't lend it to you, that he should take revenge. You did something wrong to him, you wouldn't want him to take it back to you in that type of relationship. As he says, Just like you would not want the person to take revenge on you, you wanted to overlook it. We expect you to overlook your friend's misaction. And he has another explanation in the Yerushalmi. So let's not even get into that. Let's focus on ours. So you have to relate to each person the way you would want them to relate to you, and therefore you wouldn't want them to take revenge on you, so you shouldn't ever take revenge. And that is how this pasuk fits well together. Lo tikom v'lo titor v'nei amecha v'ahavta l'recha kamocha ani Hashem. I said I have a personal connection to this because I remember I was in the shir of Rav Eliyahu Soloveitchik Shlito, and we were learning the sugya of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. And we were learning it for about a month. It's a long and depth sugya. We're learning it B'iyu and all the parallel sugyas and shas, learning it really well. And after we were doing this for some time, at a certain point, one day he said, "Tomorrow there's no shir, I won't be able to be here." Now this was strange because he was always there. Always in shir, in the Beis Medrash, always there. So somebody said, "Where are you going to be?" Or maybe he just said where he was going to be. He said, "I have to attend my daughter's graduation." And he says, "It's Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. So since I'm going to the graduation, I don't have to come give shir." And he says, "It's a mitzvah that's only incumbent upon me. It's only mitzvah only I can do. Nobody else can do it. So, Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah." So, I'm not sure where I got the chutzpah to ask, but I said to him, "What mitzvah is it, Rabbi?" And he said to me, very simple, "It's the V'lahavdar L'recha Kamocha B'Nitziv." He said, "When I graduated, my father came, and I appreciated it. And therefore, it's a chiyuv on me, midin V'lahavdar L'recha Kamocha, to treat my child the way I appreciated my father treated me. So when my father took the time and came to my graduation, I appreciated it. I'm mechuyav midin v'lahavdarecha kamocha to attend my child's graduation as well." Now it's true, as a human being, and there's so many other reasons that it's the proper thing to do, that he should go. But even if we're just looking at it as the technical aspect of osik b'mitzvah, patur min hamitzvah, he had the answer ready. This netziv was right up his sleeve to tell me, "I'm mechuyav midin v'lahavdarecha kamocha to be at this graduation."
Yeah, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is his father.
His father was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that's all. Yes. Okay, so we can learn that lesson. So, the way we all love your neighbor as yourself, it's really not that simple. How can you love a person like yourself? Well, you know, maybe there's few people in the world who really love every single person in the whole world. You meet them, you meet tzaddikim like Rav Machlis, really love every single Jew. But most of us, at least speaking for myself, that's not practical. What is practical, or what is at least something that could be worked on and is a goal that could be achieved, is this Netziv's explanation, which is to love each person in each type of relationship the way you would want to be loved in return by a person in that relationship.